end discrimination, sexism, and abuse, fight for socialism. Discrimination, sexism, and abuse are rooted in inequality and outdated ideas about gender roles. They can affect all women in society, but working class women are doubly oppressed as women and as workers. Campaigns to raise awareness, educate, and change attitudes can have some effect. But we live in an unequal society, where a small minority owns the wealth, where exploiting women in low-paid precarious jobs generates enormous profits for the capitalists, where the unpaid work that women do in the home saves capitalism billions of pounds every year. Private companies which dominate and control the media, beauty, fashion, leisure and other industries continue to reflect and promote traditional expectations and norms about how women and men should look and behave, often turning women's bodies into commodities to make a profit. Capitalism is based on inequality and competition. The capitalists and the politicians who represent them are prepared to resort to the use of power, force, and violence to defend their interests and control, against protesters, strikers and in wars, for example. Those values have an impact more broadly in society, and how we relate to each other. As long as the capitalist system remains in place, discrimination, sexism, and abuse will continue. The basis for ending them can only be brought about by a different system with alternative values, based on equality, cooperation, and solidarity, in which the major companies are publicly owned, and society is democratically planned in the interests of the majority, socialism. The working class, because of the economic exploitation workers of all genders face in the workplace and the potential power they have to unite and act together to hit the profits of the capitalists, is central to changing society. Building a party based on the working class with a program for fundamental socialist change will be key. This is what the Socialist Party is campaigning for. Join us in the fight for a future, here and internationally, free from inequality, poverty, exploitation, discrimination, and oppression.